Eisenach, where a lady got married, and her brother, the husband, and the brother, she was a Baal Tshuva, and he was, the brother who was not from, was very angry, for many, many reasons, and didn't talk to each other. The young man, was the 20s, he came now with cancer, she was terrified he's not going to give her chalitza. And talk, imagine, the brother's gone. What? Yeah, but if you give a get, you can't be together. So they have cancer. Yeah, but they don't make such a get. So the husband got cancer. And they knew right away they're going to have a little bit of a hard time having children, but they were just newlyweds, married 2 years, a year and a half. And he came down with cancer. And so there's one way to do, Brother Rabbi said, you can give a get with a tanai. That should be chal shu achas etnim esusi, but they're not allowed to be together. Yeah, you're not allowed to be together because then he's mabatul the get. And I asked her bluntly. She says, you know, I watched number cancer. Sometimes you could live a long time. The doctor says a year or two, and sometimes they say, I would give a get. The one that's not going to work. So we came up with a different etza. We came up with you give a get. And you're going to have a Kaddish al Tanai. So I didn't want to do it myself. I got in touch with the Rabbanim at Yisro. So we have in Hilchas given this thing. Let me explain to you what happened in Europe. If a person in the times of the Rishonim, I never understood it till I once listened to the tape of a Baal Wine. He explains this. I never understood this Shulchan Aruch. In the times of the Rishonim, it was Maimonides and the Rosh, and there was a thing by the Christians, they worked extremely hard to be mishamed Jewish people. That was Olam Haba, guaranteed. Get a Jew to join the Christians. And what happened is, if a guy was going to get married, and if he's going to chas v'shalom die without children, she's going to be a guna forever. The mishamed never will give a chalitza. Or, the Shulchan Aruch is another story. He has a brother who's deaf and dumb. No one to marry him. Those days there were, people died and death was more common. But yeah, okay, if I marry you, chas v'shalom, something happens to you, I could never should be an iguna forever, because a deaf and dumb brother, you learn Yevamos is chedesh is a problem, and he's a mishumad, he's a brother, but what can we do? So the Rishonim made a tanai. He says to her like this: at the kedushin, he says, "Arayt me kedushesli." You are mekadosh to me, with the condition that if you die, it's a whole richas the nisa, but if you die without children, and you're going to be naguna, the kedushin was never chal. You follow what I'm saying? No. So let me explain why there's no issa. But you understand it now. Make a condition. If it turns out, Rachmanu Litzlan, we never had children, and I'm an aguna, so the kedushin was never a kedushin. So the first question is, you're not allowed to live with a lady without chuppah kedushin. It's either mechleg zereshenim, damam and zedreise, or the reshenim and zedreise, some reshenim alav, other than the rabbanon. So that's a oivah nisa. So the answer to this is that you only oivah an issa when she could just walk out. That means, the Rishonim explained this. A pelegish is also, the Torah didn't want you to live with a lady without a binding something. Today you kick her out. Today, but she cannot leave because you don't know if you're going to die. She's still half, unless the end is going to be die without children, then you don't know. Every day, she doesn't know. Maybe she became pregnant already. So it's never, you just can't leave.
There's nothing really wrong with living with a woman without permission if she couldn't. Just get out.
Right. Such a case, you can't get out.
When they were married, they had kiddush. Retroactive.
Like the actor. But since he cannot, what's his name, kick her out, and they had another problem that is showing with this tonight. Chazal say, Einu the Moise Belisa Bilisness. That's a false sugya in Kesibis. You learn. A person doesn't want to make his, no matter how preacher a person is, he has his fantasies to do, but he wants his wife to be a marriage. Chazal says, Chazoka. So the Rishonim involved and it says, Adrabba, and the Chananba, the first beer, you have to say the Tanai over. The Dishna, all the beers I'm going to do is going to be a Tanai with the same condition that I made with them. But the Kiv Eger didn't like it, and Kiv Eger added that this happened often, till the Kiv Eger's times, is it true? But he says, what I tell people to do, it seems like it happened more than once. He should swear that he's not going to be Mekadosha. So, but not Choshed that he was going to over his Shavuot. So, make the Tanai Kedushin ala Tanai. You understand? Make the condition. And then make a Shavuot, I'll never Mekadosha regular Kedushin. And the Tanai will stay at nine. So, if it ever happens, he dies without children. So, I wanted to do this. He should give a get and make a Kedushin. And I even got a nusach, got someone because he should know what he's doing, because he's about tshuva. My usach kudish barchi, complications happen, and a week later he died. Supposed to live another 6 months a year, almost, and passed away. So what happened? They told me, I understood from the conversation, that maybe the gaitis of his father, his mother was not a good gaitis. You know, when I was asking, what's your question? The din is, you're only Gehumas now, it's only brother from one father. Brother from a goy, if the father is a goy, even though you're two brothers, there's no, it's not called brothers. So we did, someone got sat down, I had a special guy from New York who knows how to do this investigation. It turned out that his father's mother's gaitis was not a kosher gaitis. Really, it was a reformed gaitis, not a kosher gaitis. So Mamela, he's not a Yid. So the two brothers are only brothers from one mother, not from one father. So that's how you may, that's a shatter the Shema we have. But that's how it's not a problem of Shinitz Chalitza. It's a really frightening story. So let's start this way. Let's start how it works. He didn't want to give chalitza. He's not from. He was very angry. So he didn't want to ask him. But the bottom line, once we established... No. He established that it was that it's not kosher. The Moshe said it's not a havam and it's not kosher. There's no question that... I just had a lady who wants to become a Giyoris. She told me she had a reform Giyoris. So we asked her, what did they do there? They told her that, you know, join the shul and you'll figure out what you're obligated to do, what not obligated to do.
Pay membership.
That's exactly what the rabbi said. Did they make you to go? No, they said, it's not an obligation, but if you want, you go to the ocean. So they told her. So there's no bezin at the tefillah. There's no kabbalist mitzvahs.
No, I think the conservatives
don't do sometimes more. Yeah, but the some of the rabbis are Mechal Shabbos, so there's not kosher as the rabbi. Anyways, let's. So let's start from the beginning. The Torah says, I'm going to explain this because it's very simple, but many people don't. The Torah says, a person dies without children. This week's Pasha, by Yehuda and Tom, Aluk Hashem, Aluchet means, let me tell you why a Chalitza, after the Zohar was Nizgala, became a huge fear by the Sfardim Ashkenazim. People didn't know what the Chalitza is. Yeah, you give me a Chalitza. The Zohar says, what really happens is the person who died is going to be born now again. So Gilgal, let's say by Tomer, she had twins, right? The twins was Eir Oinan, the Neshumas of Eir Oinan.
They were twins?
No, Eir were not twins, but Tomer had twins.
She was married. Oh, right.
So it's very complicated how the Gilgal works. It's not so simple as many people think. It's a deep Kabbalah. But the bottom line is that the Torah says, if you make a Yibin, and it's a mitzvah to do an incredible toiva for the neshama. You make yibin. That's what the Torah says. The Zohar says you don't make a yibin. You spit. You know that she spits. Spitting me is a how do you say is a it's a how you say degradation. You don't want to be miyava me. That's it. It's just a spit. So the Torah really wanted you should be yabim. Im lo yachpoitz, if you don't want. No, it's a machlokes and tanuim. So let me just tell you what the Torah says. The Torah says you should be miyabim. If you lo yachpoitz, so the Gemara says Rav held that even in the Torah, we ask, do you want her or you don't? It's up to you. So now, that now in the Gemara is a machlokes. A huge machlokes is in the tanuim. One Tana says that if you don't make the yibin a shemitzvah, it's kuravani. It's like it's almost like a mamzer. Now that's a machlokes harishonim. Why? Because most rishonim learn abishur didn't mean it seriously. What's the proof? If you remember, you just learned daf yomi. The mishnah says you kind of tamar. Let's talk with the toidel marshal. If this would have been like a real yibin, tamar would have became Yehuda's wife. He had no idea his boil. Ba'oinis b'shoigig. The Mishnah says both didn't know. Let's say it happened to be, it wasn't a Yibin. The Rabban says, they considered it as Yibin. But if this would have been Hilchas Yibin, let's say a real story happened, she put up the same trick what Tomer did, becomes his wife. And even both didn't know, the Gemara says. You know, he went, the Mishnah says, he went and wanted to have a beer, and she won. Someone said to me in the sheet, there's a famous story, it was in the news many years ago. There was a lady, by the guy who said this happened. She death poured, and at night she told her husband she goes to work at night. And he went to, she told the husband she works at night at flipping burgers. She was selling herself on the streets. And he went to look for someone. And when he met her, he didn't know it was his wife. And he gets into the room, it's his wife. Mamish, a story with.
That's not a real story.
She told me, and the sheet, someone told me this story was in the news many years ago. If it can happen by you, the Thomas said interesting stories. Why can it happen by the Goy Shevel? Saying, in the Minat Torah, you koina. That's the Torah, you koina. That's not, so the Rishonim ask, why me koina? You koina Abishu. What happened to Abishu? So most Rishonim learn that Abishu's argument, some of the Rishonim learn, we don't pass like Abishu is this Mishnah. Because if you hold Abishu, Menta, the Reiser, the Mishnah says clearly not that way, the whole Sugya. Some Rishonim learn, most Rishonim look on all the Rishonim, but they hold it's a Chumrah for Abishu. It's not Mikradin, it's a Drabon de Gezach. Which I don't understand why would the Drabon make this if Menatari becomes your wife. He holds him a Drabon, Abishu will help, and that's a Mechoyz Rishonim. Rambam held, we don't pass in Abishu. And the Svardim were always Miyabim. I told you, the Arachayim Yikudish, I first went to Etzisul, I told it to people, but they didn't know. I looked at the grave, it says his wife. I looked on the grave next to him, it says a Yavoma. Now, the Rebbe.
Next to
him. So I say two things I learned. He had two wives, his Miyabin. Second thing, he's laying between two ladies. We are so holy, we don't want to live between two ladies. You know, today we have such a Hurim, when we're dead, we have a Hurim. You know what I mean? He lies. It only means
pants.
Anyway, I'm just saying.
I'm saying when they bury him, we don't want to have
him. Anyways, I'm just saying. But it says in the Rambam, I'm going to tell. No, the Orach Chaim. He had two wives. He was a Sfardi. But he, on one side, I noticed as his wife, and on one side, is Yavama. So I always learned two things. First, that he was a Yavama. Second, that he's buried between two wives. Today they're afraid to bury a person between two wives. But I looked at two women. Mamish is laying between two women. Anyways, I jokingly want to tell my wife when she goes to the Beis HaChaim, she has her parents in New York, so she puts on a tichon. So I always tell her, the dead people don't have a hirim. If you want to put on tichon, put it outside the Beis HaKvodes. And inside the Beis HaKvodes, the dead people don't have any more hirim. You know, there's a gemara that way, no? What? Rabbi No, famous Gemara. But, so anyway, so let's just go on. So Minat Torah, it's a mitzvah that Rambam learns to make a yibin. Now, it's very interesting. The Gemara says, the Shulchan Aruch Rambam brings down a very fascinating halacha. If the seed it's not going to be Shalom Bayis, we don't allow him to be Miyabin. So the Terumah Sedation says an amavol de gezach. Let me tell you what the Terumah Sedation says. If you remember, the Terumah Sedation says, the Gemara asks a question, let me make it easy. The Gemara says that Yibin is an Esser, and the Esser is Doicha Loisisa. You know what that means? if you have an Esa of Yibin, and he's for the Koi Grusha, Gemara says, why don't you have Esa Doi Chalaisisa? Then the Gemara says, wait a minute. You can't have Esa Doi Chalaisisa, because if there's a way out, you don't say Esa Doi Chalaisisa. You only say Esa Doi Chalaisisa if there is no way out. You know what that means? If there's a, what did you say? Loisasa is a Grusha the Koyan. So there's a grusha l'koyin, there's a loisasa. So the Esa, so the Gemara says, chalitza b'mukim yibin eina mitzvah. But take the translation, if there's a mitzvah yibin, and we see there's not going to be shalom bayis, let's say he has a wife already, or the age is such a huge difference, there's not going to be shalom bayis, we tell him to give chalitza. So see, shalom bayis is doicha, the mitzvah yibin. So the Trimah Sedation tries to answer a very famous question. Why didn't Rashi marry another wife? He only had three daughters. Was that Yoitza the Mitzvah? There's a kasha that many Rishonim ask. If you hold the Rebbeinu Gershon and made the Gezeira, and you're not the Kai of the Mitzvah, there's a big machloikas. You know, Rav Rishonim held that look at Mitzvah and never made the Gezeira. So he asks, so the Trimah Sedation says, you see, there's a mitzvah to miyabim. If it disrupts the shalom bayis, you don't make a mitzvah yibin, because shalom bayis is the most ultimate thing. Before you bring it into the house, you want to make sure it should be shalom bayis.
Jason said,
"Only Rambam
and Hashemayim. These
kedayim the banis v'imem not." They got what? Yeah, but what you said was right. So. Now, let me tell you another. So the Bezna sees that they want to be Miyaban. Again, I don't know if Rav Avadi Yosef wrote a very sharp letter. If you remember the 90s, beginning of the 90s, or late 90s, I forgot when, it was a lot of bus bombing. Remember that? It was Intifada. It was in it. And there were a lot of Shalas of Yibin Chalitza. And the Sfadim were Yibin Chalitza. And he wrote then, I remember, wow, what a sharp letter. What? Yibin, want to do Yibin. And he says, we asked Sfardim, always did Yibin. And he wrote a whole third letter that if she doesn't have a wife, if she's not married, he should be Yabin her. If you know, you can't be Yabin that, so you can't have two wives, but if she is a single guy, he should be Yabin, he should be Yabin. Very clear.
Why don't we do
Yibin? So we don't do, we worry about Abishul. But the Rishonim Seder Mal says, if Bezin sees he's taka doing it, Hashem Shemayim, we don't do a Yibin. Reb Nachman Brestov had a daughter who married the Rebbe. I don't know the Rebbe's. She went to Eretz Yisrael. That means his daughter wound up in Eretz Yisrael, and her husband died. They lived in Tzvas, and the brother married her.
It was another wife.
Yeah. No, he was a bacher. He married her. No, he didn't have two wives. That means that he died. Then was miyam.
So it's like, I don't know. Like, those against logic to me, where it's like,
it doesn't mean that Shlomo Shem Shemayim doesn't mean that he has money, he doesn't need, he has already a wife. Shem Noi means not Lashem Ishes. The Rishonim point out, if he has in mind, I need a wife, but I need a wife that's attractive to me, that makes sense. He wants it, if he does it only Lashem Noor and only Lashem Money. The Rashi clearly says that the whole time Toises. If he doesn't, I need a wife. The brother says, Shimon says, I need a wife. But I need a wife that I can be comfortable with. Then it's okay.
That's not a problem.
He says, I have a wife. I just need another, I need a pretty girlfriend. And that's why you want it, then it's not good. Clearly, the Toises and Rashi, all the Chayinim Adag, the way Rashi and Toises learn, it's only if you have exclusive money, you have no attention, or you just because you are not the Shem Ishes. He has a wife already. That's what the Rishonim say. Anyways, coming back, so the, what was I saying? Yeah, so the Svardim made Yibin, Ashkenazim didn't make it, made Chalitza. I never saw Yibin. But let me just say another thing. The Torah says that the child born from this, from the then, is, you don't have to give the name. You know what it says? Let me tell you a very interesting Zohar. Zohar says a blusib, I think it was a Bchia and Reb Yosef were traveling, you know, they used to go on gulas, came to someone's house, and they stayed in the house, and came chatzos, they got up, and he sees the owner of the house gets up chatzos and learns with the 3-year-old boy. They ask him, why do you wake a 3-year-old boy? So he says, let me tell you a story. My brother died, and I was miyaben his wife, and this child was born, and I gave him the name as my brother, and I learned with him every morning b'chatzos. So Reb Chiya Reb Yosef says this is a skuna that he gave him the same name. You're not supposed to give the same name. And they told him to change the name to Ida. You know what Ida means in the Aramaic? Ida v'Ida u'achas, it's the same. Ida means the same. I don't know if English translates it that way. That's what you have in the Gemara. Ida bar Ida. Ida bar Chuma. That started from that name. He said, give him the name. Aleph. Aleph, you, in the Gemara. Ida bar Ida. Ida v'Ida u'chudai. Aleph, you, dala, yit, means the same. So he says, don't change a child's name to Ida. Say, just like Abai, you know Abai's name really was? Abai was Nachmeni. Abai's name was Rabba bar Nachmeni. Rabba raised Abaya. He didn't want to call the Abaya by his father's name, so called him Abaya Lushin Uviv in Aramaic. That's the Rizir Zal says, the Rosh Tevis, but that's nothing to. I'm telling you, the Urich says, what is. The Gemara says, Hilchasege Nachmeni. So the Urich says, who's Nachmeni? It's Abaya. And why? His rename was Nachmeni. His rabbi, he was adopted child, his parents died. And rabbi raised him, and he gave him the name Abaya. Didn't want to call him by his rename Nachmeni, because that was his own father's name. So the Zohar said, you should give the child the name, either change the name. We Ashkenazim don't change names, we add a name. You know, his father didn't change the name. We don't change the name.
What's
the issue with giving the name? Doesn't say. So he says it's dangerous if you give the same name to the child. He was Miyabah. Let's say his brother's name was Ruven. His child called the child Ruven. Interesting. Anyways, so this, but the Zohar says, you know what the Zohar says? When we say Shemit Ki Akadmeni Achad, remember, you know, the Gemara Ma'id Kutin, that by Shidduch you have to worry Shemit Kadmeni Achad. The Zohar says, you know what Shemit Kadmeni Achad means? By Yibin. A child born for Yibin doesn't have a Zivik. Why doesn't he have a Zivik, says the Zohar? Because the mother of the child is his wife. Itza Nasas Eimer, the Lushna Zohar. The wife became his mother. That's the Acher. That's why it's so difficult. Now, what?
Don't
worry
about
it. You know, I tell people, I always tell people, people come to me, it's my Debe, yes, Basherta, not the Basherta. I tell them two Meiridiga stories. Dovah the Melech Basherta Zivik, you know what his Basherta was? Batsheva. But Sheva was Duba's wife, Meshesh is Mebreis. But normal wife, it says Erbuim Yoin. But Sheva was his wife, Meshesh is Mebreis. Do you know, Duba the had many wives. Who did he like the most? It wasn't about Sheva. Michal Barshul, what it says. That wasn't his real Bashert. The Bish Yosef had four wives, not the same time. The Bish Yosef long and he lost the wife. His second wife, he had Meshunadi Geshonam Bais. But Yosef had a malach. You know, he had a malach to teach him to the Magid. So the Magid tells him, this is not, you're not going to have children from her. She's not your old Zivik. But he had Meshinadig Shalom Bais. He says, the reason you have Shalom Bais is he was a male. Les Gilgal. And he cheated you out in business. He had to come down and Mesakand it and to her, and she's going to die. Don't be so upset. But for temporary otherwise, that malach tells the Meshesef. Anyway, so you see that, you know, Shalom Bayis is nothing. It could be your real Zivik and you don't get along. And it could be not the real Zivik, you don't get along.
So if a kid comes out of this relationship, you...
So that child, now it's a mitzvah to have a child. So the Zohar says that child doesn't have a Zivik.
I understand.
Name, not... The Zohar says, do not give the name. That's what it says in Zohar. Don't give the name of the Nifter.
Give a different name.
So now... Well, give them this. Well, any name you give them. Also, let me tell you what happened.
If the wife really wants to have the name of his union, you know,
tell
them
the name. You don't give it to wives so quickly, you know. Why? It says in Shulchan Aruch. It says in Zohar, it's dangerous, but you give them. Anyway, so, you know, this cause, when the Zohar came out, you watch history, people were nervous to make a hib, nervous to make a chalitza. It was just terrible. People wouldn't want to make chalitza. So the Ashkenazim had a tikkun. They made a tikkun this way. The oldest brother has to give chalitza, and he gets half of the inheritance. No, that's how you do it. You know, money, I always tell people, money doesn't just talk, it screams. Yeah, but we Ashkenazim didn't do Yibin. But you don't do Yibin because maybe it's not the Shem Shemayim. So we didn't encourage it. But the people were afraid to make Chalitza. I know even now, an older couple, many years ago, died in New York, and the guy over here, I told him, you should give Chalitza to it's a ticket for Neshama. See, the Pesach Shiva talks about it. The Zoya says that even if she doesn't plan to get married, she was 80 years old, she ain't going to get married. But after we can, you should give chalitza because the neshama does not rest till you give chalitza.
So it says that's the kaplanis.
So it says kaplanis is not from twice, and that the neshama goes on forever. Yeah, twice. Yeah.
You know, once the second
husband
died because.
So anyway, so you know, how do you make? Chazal demanded. Minatayda, how does he become your wife? You don't make kedushin. There's no kedushin. Minatayda, he just moves in. The rabbanim demanded she make a kedushin. It shouldn't look so half kedik, and. Then let me tell you what happened in the times of Shulchan Aruch, which today's dates, Baruch Hashem, there's a Tshuvas Harosh, and there's a Tshuvas Noidi Vida. Tshuvas Harosh is, there was a guy who, Yana Shaygetz, as we say in Yiddish. He was married, but he had a girlfriend living in the house. It was a known thing that he slept with the girlfriend, and she became pregnant. He didn't have children from his regular wife, and this. Like people tell me the times when the Jefferson had a black children, something Thomas Jefferson, something, you know, he had a Jewish maid at home and he had a child with her, and he died. So the question was, can we say it was her child? They were never married. So the Rosh says, I'm saying this about the Zakun. I was going to look on the truth. If she was not married to him, maybe someone else. How do you know? So the Rosh says, since they were living in the one roof, you could assume it is his child. If everyone other, that's Chloikis, the Arusa, because it wasn't in the one house. The one house, that's what the Tshuvas HaRosh says. But the Noidim Yidin says, if they don't live in one house, the Shoyal asks that he was dating this girl, and that means he got separate. I remember another story. Was Nanivido, the civil leader. What the story was, he got separated from his wife. And he was dating this girl. And he would go over, the neighbor saw she was a very sneezy girl, but he would come over and spend time with her. And he never died, and she was pregnant. So the question is, do we say in such a case also, it's probably from him? So the Noidi Behida says, if they didn't live under one roof, the Bidas Mahoyis Rav Shmir, maybe she had many lovers, as his enemies.
Why would she be never? Why can't you just ask her?
She's not married. She wasn't married. It was his girlfriend. And if she wasn't living under one roof. It wasn't really living under one roof.
Huh?
It wasn't living under one roof.
I understand, but he's dead now. So why can't you just ask her?
Yeah, she does know Namanas.
She
made that there was no Chippe Kedushin. She is. Right.
You believe her. Yeah. She's saying that she was happier than you.
You have the Gemara Sum, Chayes Rav Shmin. But in Eretz Yisrael, let me tell you what happened in Eretz Yisrael many years ago. I remember the story, and I might not say the detail. I was going to look it up, and I didn't have a chance. In Eretz Yisrael, there was Mamash such a story. Not religious, not seems like not religious. They didn't have children, you know, for many years. He had a secret girlfriend, and the girlfriend became pregnant. You know, he had a mistress, as we say in America. And when he died, she came forward and said, that there's no Mrs. Chalitza, even the child is her child. And the wife says, it's impossible. He had the problem, he can't have children. You know, and so they demanded the DNA. you know, they didn't believe her in the first halacha. No one knew he had a girlfriend, whatever they met, whatever the story was. It turned out that it wasn't his child that made the DNA test. What happened was that she was moida. She thought that she's going to act like he became pregnant from him. He's going to leave his wife and join her. That's what the chalim is about. She got pregnant with someone else. See how the chazal, and I remember reading the story, how unbelievable chazal were. She wasn't living in one house. She thought that she can get herself pregnant, he'll think that it's his child, and he's going to leave her. She didn't know, he lied to her. I remember reading the story, that it's his problem, not her problem. Understand? DNA is a, it's. I looked it up once. It's one out of, what is it? It's like one in 17 trillion, right? Some like, well, abnormal number. By a boy, it's like, a girl, it's a little less, but it's 200 million, I forget how much. By a boy, it's like unbelievable. So they knew that it wasn't his child. But in the tshuva, you see in the Rishonim, they were busy with this all the time. The Noidi Vihu, the yes, his child, not his child. And the Noidi Vihu has a very famous story. You can learn the end of the Masechta. Another story, Noidi Vihu, he died. And he was very sick. The next morning he died. And she gave birth 12 months later to a child. And the what's name, the rabbi in the city said that two things, we have to give a pet, she was Mazana, Valgen and Chalitza, and they wanted to have a skum of Noidi Vihida. Noidi Vihida screams, he says, how could you miss a Gemara Mefereshes? The Gemara says, an Iber is, could be Abyi Beis Chodesh. So the Shoyi says, but he was sick. He says, maybe the night before, she saw how the terrible the matzav is. She had a beer with him, and he died. Maybe Chazal say it is 2 days chodesh. All these questions wouldn't be a question now. The DNA testing today. It's if it's a boy, like you just said, if it's a boy, it's abnormal. It's a girl. I forgot that it's much less.
But still,
it's incredible chances. It used to be not so good when the trial of I forgot OJ was Muslim today. The new technique is abnormally accurate.
Do you bother a mess to get its DNA?
Bother a mess? You don't think about what I mean.
You have to undid a grave to...
Well, you don't need. You have one hair strand that's good enough.
Where do you get the hair strand from? From his brush.
From his brush?
But it's not what I'm saying. You don't have anything.
You don't dig up. Grave? You don't dig it up, no. The Gemara and Bari Benua. Yeah, also the same Gemara over there.
The bones.
No, we don't. The Shulchan Aruch says the Gemara Mefereshes that once it's buried, you know, they dig it up. The famous stories that wanted to know. The Gemara says, the Gemara and Bari Basra. They buried him. They wanted to know, they wanted to take him out, they wanted to see if he was a god or not because he sold his property. The Gemara says two reasons. First of all, a simon asur lishtanas. The Gemara says another reason because it's a bizarre in a mess. We don't take bury out of him. We don't take him out. We don't do that. I mean, there was in community a story. A Rav told me that him in Beverly Hills, a guy's getting married in 6 weeks, and a girl knocks on the door. He says, "This is your child." So he kicked him out. And she sued him in court. And he took a DNA test. It was his child. He was 17 years old. And I don't want to say the name of the school. You could all imagine. It's supposed to be a religious school, but you can imagine. And became pregnant. And she never told it to him somehow. And now she was kicked. The father kicked. Whatever, she got into a fight. She didn't have a son. DNA is the greatest test. Didn't come out to be yours, you know. And the chances of me, this is. I remember the Yasha was Matar Mamza this way. The whole story, Mamza, the whole story this way. But there are another few things I wanted to say. Oh, one of the things, what happens if you have, there's a machlokes of the Rishonim, if you have a ach meshubed, if there's a chiyav yibin a chalitza. Meshubed, kishmad. One of the Rishonim wanted to say a big chiddush. Since he is a meshubed, the Torah says, ki yeshvi achim yachdov. He has to be achi b'mitzvahs. And if he's not from, he's not your brother in mitzvahs. So they wanted to say there's no zika and there's no mitzvahs yibin. Well, we're not saying mechadat. I told you before, we rather made a kiddushin at night to be soymech. You understand? Always the Gemara says the word ach uchefi b'mitzvahs. You know what that means? He has to be from his your mitzvahs. Ki yesh ach yachdov. So that Rishonim didn't accept. It says, yeah, the other Moshe Ribbis, a guy's not from, you're allowed to gichay chichu imach. A Ribbis, a guy's not from, most Rishonim hold, you can allow to give melon beribbis. You know that? A guy's a Meshumad, you're allowed to give melon beribbis. How much you're allowed to give, allowed to take, but some Rishonim hold, he's not a brother, he's a Meshumad. I mean, the Shulchan Aruch brings down the shit. He says Yerushalayim should be machleik because other Rishonim say it's a deraisa, but he doesn't say you're on paskin that way.
Right?
He rebelled. That's something else. Yeah. Then there's another question. Another question in the Shulchan Aruch. When is the she called the maredes? You know that if he wants to be miyaben and she doesn't have a valid excuse, she's called the maredes. It's malchayik is Rashi and Tosis. Rashi learns he has to be like a mikish shchin. Now Tosfos learns it has to be mikish shchin. Tosfos learns that it has to be making up mikish shchin. Mikish shchin is a horrible disease. I don't even know how you translate it in English. But Rashi says, pieces fall off. That's what leprosy is. Pieces of your body disintegrate. It's a horrible disease. So Rashi learns she could only say, I don't want him. It has to be so. Tosfos learns has to be so rationalized. Anything that we see, there's a good reason why not. He's ugly. He's old. He's he's a tough guy. He's a bully. We see Rashi and Tosfos. But if there's no good excuse, she is called a meredes. What is this negaya? But you have to remember, a woman who in those days didn't have what to eat. So she doesn't want to take chalitza, he doesn't have to give him a zaynus. And he doesn't have to give a chalitza. That would be an aguna. Now this caused a big, big machlokes in the Sfardim Ashkenazim. Because we never give what's the name, encourage yibin. So he can't come and say she's a meredes. You understand? But the Sfardim, they have such a look. We're not. We don't follow that. We try to...
What's the ramification of her being a
meredes? She doesn't want to get married to him. What's the ramification? No, a regular lady, a meredes means she loses a ksuba.
Loses her what?
A ksuba. And first they did, and let me explain to you what meredes means. Let's start from scratch. If a lady says, I want out of the marriage, it's not called a meredes. Let's say he beats her up. It is a meredes if she has no valid reason. You know, coming to bed and say, we argue too much. That's not called a valid reason. That's not a valid reason. We say, you know why you argue too much? Because maybe she has an eye somewhere else. But she has he doesn't make panasa. He beats her. Something that really is solid. You can put your teeth on it. So if a woman wants to leave the marriage because he beats her, that's not. But if, let's say a lady says, I don't want to leave the marriage. I don't want to be intimate with you. That's called the meredes. And originally the Chazal took money off the ksuba, and then they would insult her. They scream at Miss Meredes, she's a meredes abala, she doesn't want to go to the mikvah. They made such tikkunas. See, I want to explain to you something, that all these aguna cases is only an aguna because he doesn't want to go back to her. The guy says, I want to go back, it's very hard to say she's an aguna. All these screaming aguna. I was once involved in a case, and I said, look, there's nothing we can do. He says he wants it back, and I really believe him. So he got angry all the time. He has an anger management problem. So what? That's not called an aguna, just because he went out. You know what I'm saying? But the other cases is, he doesn't want to marry her. I don't want her. But I'm not giving you a get. That is where you should beat him up. Whatever the halukas is. So by a yibin, we have this way. If she does not want to take a yibam, she's called a meredes. And if he doesn't want to give him a yibam or chalitza, we beat him up too. So the Shulchan Aruch says we try not to beat up people. So you know what? The chalitza is a special loophole. You tell him, give chalitza, I'm giving you $100,000. And then you can go to him, ha 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 ha. That's what it says. Or you tell him, chotzolah v'tachat tukonso. If it's a real amoretz, tell him, give a chalitza, and that's when she becomes your wife. If the bezin sees, that it's not a fitting, he's just a dreker. They tell her. Tell you follow? He says, they tell him, let's say he's a big amoretz, you tell him this way, give chalitza, and by giving chalitza, she becomes your wife. No, he's talking about the way he wants to marry her. And we see that he wants either money or that it's not a fit. She's 20 years old and he's 60 years old. Okay? But the Persians, this happens. But the end of us, Ashkenazim. Yeah, the Gemara says it's a recipe for zinus. So we don't allow that. So Mamela, you trick him. Or.
Persians don't do that. They do it all the time.
Yeah. So all what we do something else. We tell him I'm giving you money, promise a lot of money, and you get out of money, then you say, Shatani Bach. Anybody Shatani Bach means,
why can't she just say a lot of shatani?
It doesn't work that way. You know why? Because this is American, you live in America too long. You know, this is, if a lady could say I'm not attracted, every lady could walk out of the marriage. She found someone else. It's a mitzvah to miyamin. The Torah says to miyamin. So you get her over. You get over with it. I had a guy told me. I had a therapist. If that's not the problem, I'm not attracted to it. If we see no valid reason, if he looks like a monkey, you're right, or he looks in mukeshchen, or we see there's no way. But you know, she doesn't want to marry him. He's I don't like. I like him more. Whatever. That doesn't matter. That's. I had a frum therapist asked me recently. He asked me a shala that, you know, that he has a frum guy. You remember, he says he's so depressed, he can't be with his wife. And he was asking what to do. He says, why did I tell this? He says, I don't know what you have to tell, but let me tell you what I would tell to the guy. I'm not a therapist. The guy would tell me, I say, $5,000 you think to make a beer with your wife? I mean, with all his depression, he said $5,000 would do it. Oh, you say you can't make a beer? Of course you could. You don't want. You know, I mean, if you tell the lady, you know what? If he would have money, she would all of a sudden become very attractive. If he would be driving a Bentley and live in a big mansion, all of a sudden he's the most handsome guy in the world. Isn't that true?
True.
Yeah, that's how people work that way.
What it means that she's a meredith, so she's not married.
But it means that she loses the ksuba.
What,
yeah, but if later when she finally settle, it's called the meredes, because the meredes you minus off the ksuba slowly. Reuben dies,
yeah.
And Reuben gave his wife a ksuba worth $100,000. Sfardim added to his ksuba. Now Shimon and Reuben dies. Shimon, his wife gets nothing. You know that when a Torah, a wife doesn't inherit. You know, inherits the brothers. There's only Shimon here, let's say. So and Shimon would inherit everything. Now, they owe her $100,000 from the state. It's called the meredes, and if she doesn't want to marry, we minus off from the ksuba. You know, every week, whatever, it's a mishnah, sefer ksubas, how much.
She keeps all the inheritance.
Yeah, but it is viyaben, or it's give chalitza, then if there's more brothers. If it's viyaben, he gets everything. If he gets chalitza, he shares it with his brothers. But if she doesn't want, he wants the Red Seruven, the oldest brother, Shimon wants the Miyaman, and she says, I don't want, she's going to lose out on the Ksuba.
Okay. But better yet, if she doesn't do either, then she's
stuck.
Married.
Yeah. See,
gets married.
I want to tell you something, what I watch on life, I don't know what I watch, the ones who ma'agin, are always emotionally not well. I never found a guy who's ma'agin, his wife, is an emotionally well-sounded person. How you ma'agin? Withholding you get. Ma'agin means, the anchor of a boat. So that's like saying you're stuck. To the people don't want to give a get. We hear the stories all over. Whoever I met them, they were always strange. A healthy person wants to move on in life. Look, she doesn't want me. I'm going to be stuck here for 10 years. Let me give it a get and move on. Those are the people, it's always that way. The unhealthy people. What did I also want to say?
She goes and she gets remarried without getting a chalitza.
There was a famous story in Eretz Yisrael.
Salaf.
No, the Gemara comes out, it's not Abnam Zayim. We paskin, it's not Abnam Zayim. We don't paskin like a Reb Kiva. But in Eretz Yisrael, there was a famous case, and I asked an Israeli to look it up in the internet, and I don't have the whole story. Oh, you know the story. And most people... I don't know. And she got married. And now, finally, now they want to give chalitza. And the Bezin says you cannot live with your husband.
Right. She can't stay married to her husband.
She married. He didn't want to give a chalitza. They wanted from her she should give $250,000. Why not? So she said, Ugefifin, and she got married to someone. Now, it's not from, not talking about from people. So now, now finally, the family, I think someone told me in Israel that someone's sick in the family and they want to get this over and want to give her a barnut. We're not allowed, even the, I'm not sure, that's what I was asking. They're not allowed the chalitza, whatever, the barnut, they're not allowed. Right, I don't know. That's nothing to. I don't know why. I have no idea. I was very shocked. That's when I heard this. I don't know. I asked someone to look it up in the Israeli press. I learned already that the newspapers quote and don't. I don't say this story is accurate.
No, but does that make sense?
Well, there is. There's a Gemara later. Chazal said that if she was Mazana, she was, didn't want to. It's a knas. Minatoyer is not also. It's a knas. The Gemara has a sufik. The Raisa, the Rabban, I think Shekhanu says it's not that Minatoyer. But I can look it up right now. But Al Kapanam, that's a knas. We're not talking about. Here we're talking about she's living in a nisa right now. Every bee is alive. Every bee is alive.
She's married 20 years. She's got, you know.
A whole family, of course. So I never heard this lately. It's the first time I heard someone maybe in Europe they used to make a lot of problems. People are afraid to give chalitza. Also in Europe, you see the Chivas Achronim, the Pesach Chiva notice. People live so far. They lived, who knows the brothers lived. They didn't even know if the brothers existed. There was no, you know, phone and no... One Chivas, you know, is asking that his brother was 20 years older than him. How far do you say Cheskes Chai? You know, he's got to be 80 years old now. Those days, no one lived to 80 years. And we have no, we don't know where he went. And, you know, those days with today, it's a new world. People, you know, people. But how? You know, what? Yeah, just somewhere. Yes. So, no, there's a famous story. There was a rabbi called the Be'er Ma'im Chaim. You probably heard this. A very famous Talmud of the Maggid. I think it was a Talmud of the Maggid, a Talmud from the. Anyways, from the early. So, his father was a simple Jew. What happened was, his father's brother died without children. He heard about it. He's a very simple person. It was mis and nefesh to travel to her. Now, then is she supposed to come to him? The Gemara is going to say, at the end of the Masechta, he doesn't have to go to her. You need a chalitza to come to me? Unless there's no bezdin in his city. Let's say, when she lives, there's a bezdin. When he lives, there's no bezdin. But if there's a bezdin in the city, she has to go. Story was, she had no money. He had no money. She had no money. She knew she's not going to come. And you can't make a shliach a chalitza. You know, it's not like a get. There's no shlichas. So he mamish was misa nefesh to go to his sister-in-law to make sure she gets a chalitza. Mamish was sidis nefesh. Didn't have what to eat, and he was traveling a long time. When he gave the chalitza, he had a dream that he's going to have a son that's going to be meir eina chachamim. And that's where he had a son, famous called the Bein. Siddirish Shabbos, a very famous sefer he wrote. Very, very, very famous sefer. But al kapanim, you see from that story, it wasn't like nowadays, you know, you're flying to, you know, go to Eretz Yisrael, you give a chalitza, you know. I had a case in Moshe Zetshuva from Brazil. He said, what's the big thing, Brazil? The guy wants to do kulas. He wanted to also make a kedushim with it. Tonight, this thing where I learned from Moshe, the guy says, Brazil, so you go to Brazil. He's talking about the 60s. The only soymech, there's no way, there's no eitzah. I remember the story, but I just noticed, said, what's the big thing? In the 60s, people also went to Brazil, right? That's done. The foreign, right. It's not, he says, but that's not when they made these difficult things. Shoy v'alav. The kedushin is chal.
The kids are
not mamzer. Yet, I mean, she becomes osa to him. I'll look it up for you right now. She becomes. Let me tell you a nice chiddush over the Moshe, and it's also based on the Shulchan Aruch. Quickly, any coin over here? No, there's a coin over here. Not a coin?
Yeah.
So you know, there's a din kois sevarchi that berchas kahanim. You have to say belushna kodesh. So the Shulchan Aruch quotes a very famous pri chodosh. I mean belushna kodesh. The Svardim say we don't know. And the Ashkenazim say, you don't know between Ashkenazim, the English and the non-Hungarian. It's different. The truth is, the only one that's closest to the Rilushin HaKodesh is the Yemenites. Because they have all the different things. We know there's two gimels. We don't have two gimels. There's $2. The Zohar says, Begat Kafras. There's a gimel and a gimel. We Ashkenazim, and even the Persian don't have two gimels, right? No. And there's two resh. There's also. There's a rolling reish, and I'm saying, but as the Zohar says so, and all right. So the kitza, so the Pri Chodesh says, if this is the Loshon Kodesh way we speak, this is it. So the Moshe brings a much better digger higher. If you're going to learn the end of the Masechta, you're going to learn if you don't, you have to say a Chodesh cannot give chalitza because you can't say the Nusach. You know, you have to say Ma'ayu Yilimlo Yisoy. You have to say, you know, she has to say. She has to anger, and he says, I don't want to take it. I don't want to take it. She says, he doesn't want it. There's a nusuf you have to say. And the Gemara says that if you're chedesh, you cannot give a chalitza because she can't say it. So the Moshe says, you have to say Belushna Kodesh. And we don't know how to say it. So it's ma'akiv. Why is it not like a chedesh? So it's a raya beruda that when we say, that whatever we say, when you say Berchas Kahanam, it's the Belushna Kodesh we speak. I guarantee you, Moshe Beni will come down. He's not going to know what we're talking about. Because Moshe Beni is going to be.
Even Tanakh, we know that by, you know, by the time of the theme, we had there were different ways of pronouncing things.
Yeah, I know. Like but a Siboilis in the beginning of Shoftim, that you wanted to know from Gilad, they were fighting Binyamin. You wanted to know if he said, you asked him to say a shin. When I grew up, the real literature did not say a shin. They said a sin. So they did not. The Tredak says, don't wonder. I was in France, and I see they don't have to make a tough. You know, it's really a tough and a tough. Right. You know, why do you say Shabbat? So a linguist professor explained it to me. The Jews who came from Portuguese to America, they have a TH. Oh, you speak Portuguese. There's a TH in Portuguese. In English, there's a TH. The. In Yiddish, in German, there's no the. In French, there's no the. Either Spain or the. There is no TH in Portuguese. So Spain, Spanish, you know Spanish?
Not much, but some Spanish has some does, even in Spain.
Right. So he said, so they gave it the name Shabbat. There's a general called Nathan Greenberg. You know, there was a Jewish general in the Revolutionary War called Nathan Greenberg. Where Nathan? Newsom! Not Nathan. That they came and they had a TH. It's really Shabbat. And because a tuf is a dugish v'av dugish. In Yiddish, there's no TH. I remember going to English. We spoke on Yiddish. And English, my grand, they taught us how to speak English. So remember the teacher telling, put your tongue by your teeth and don't say duh. All the Yiddish Americans say duh. There's no TH in German and Yiddish. So there's a Shabbos. It's not this, it's Shabbat, other mitzvah, or the Shabbat. So the Sfaradim only say Shabbat, but really there's two. There's a TH and an M. So anyway, so the truth is that whatever language we speak, that's Ungerim, that's the Lushan HaKadosh. That's why Kahanim can make Berachas Kahanim.